coordinate to take all the best that was in Roosevelt's good neighbor, and all the vision and hope that was in Kennedy's Alliance for Progress, and all the good work that you all are doing, like you're doing in Mexico. And I told him that we want to know, the right hand wants to know what the left's doing, and I want him to mobilize not only the Inter-American Bank and the World Bank and the Pan-American Bank and the Export-Import Bank and the Alliance for Progress and the Peace Corps and everything else we're doing, but I want him to sit down with labor and get you all suggestions as to what we can do in Latin America and how you can help, and get your advice and get some of your people in there and give them some standing and some real leadership and dignity. And he's under those instructions, so I just want you to know he'll be getting in touch with you when he comes back from Mexico.
Well, all right, we're in shape there. We got a going set up in our institute, the social projects, and that's the people handle the Mexican thing, and we're ready to move.
Okay, well now, George, your people in these countries can be of more help than anybody, more than the church, and we just got to have you to give
us... Of course, what we do down there, you know, it's got to be low cost, or we don't do it.
Of course, I understand.
The end.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in their own union movement and other things. We've got to try to banish illiteracy and poverty and disease from this hemisphere as much as we can. And my kid catches smallpox in Laredo. She gets it from somebody across the river.
Yeah.
And we've just got to watch these things.
Well,
so I want you to put that high on your agenda, because you impressed me what you said the other day at the management labor management thing. So I want you to know that I'd ordered him to work with you.
Fine. Be glad to talk.
Okay.
Well.